Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yitzhak Yonah ben Chana, Maris Hina Miriam Bas Chana. Dine Pigol and Nosar were taught to us in the Torah in Parashat Tzav and Parashat Kedoshim. Pasuk says in Parashat Tzav, Anosim b'sar zevach b'yom ha-shlishi b'ishi sarif imochol yachel mi'b'sar zevach shlama b'yom ha-shlishi lo yirotze ha-makevot lo yichoshev lo pigol yiyye v'nefesh ha-ocheles v'men avon ha-tisa, that what's left over from the meat on the third day should be burned with fire, and if a person eats it on the third day it is not desired, the person who's makrevit is not going to be considered for him, it is pigol. And the person who eats it is going to bear his sin. Parshas Kedoshim, Figur Yotes V'Avchaches, B'Yom Zivchachem Ye'achel Umi Machras, V'Anasar Yom HaShlishi Be'ish Yisarei, V'Imachol Ye'achel B'Yom HaShlishi, Pigul Hu Lo Ye'ratze, V'Ochla B'Vono Yisa, Ki Es Kodesh Hashem Chilel, V'Nichusa HaNefesh Ahi, Me'a Me'a, that the Zevach is eaten on the day of its sacrifice and the next day, and what's left of the third day should be burned with fire, and if a person eats it on the third day, it is pigul, it is not desired, and the person who eats it will bear his sin, because he desecrated what is holy to Hashem, and his soul should be cut off from the nation. Ad kan midivrei hapsukim, ubipshutam shel makros elim uvura lechora, that a carbon that's eaten on the third day does not bring ritsui, does not bring goodwill to the bailim, rather it's considered pigul. In other words, pigul meaning it's an abomination. The eating of the besar carbon outside of the time passels, disqualifies the carbon. However, la halacha it's mavur in the Gemara that the din is not so. Even when the carbon is eaten chutz lizmano, the carbon's kosher, and only the person who eats it is chayef kares, and that it says that the carbon is not miratzeh lo yeratzeh. What does that mean? Chazal say it's talking about where a person had a machshava b'shas hakrava to eat the basar chutz lizmano, to eat it outside of the proper time. Then, even when he ate the besof es habasar bizmano, nevertheless kfar nifsal hakarban v'chayef olav kares ba'achilaso. Aval etzem ha'achila chutz lizmano does not disqualify the carbon. What disqualifies the carbon is when one has a machshava to eat the carbon chutz lizmano. And this is like we learned in the Gemara in Meseches Zevachim on daf 29a and Choftes Amar Aleph Tana Rabbanan. V'imachol yachil mibsar zevach shlamav Amar Rabbi Eliezer kof oznecha lishmoya b'mechashev lechol mizivcho b'yom ha'shlishi kosim dab reino lebocho mizivcho b'yom ha'shlishi. So Eliezer says, bend your ear to hear the true meaning of the pasuk. The pasuk is speaking of one who intends to partake of his offering on the third day, or perhaps it is referring only to one who actually partakes of the offering on the third day, as per this straightforward meaning of the pasuk. But this cannot be. For would you say that after the offering is fit for the first 2 days, it should be then disqualified retroactively? Amrus achashu kosher, yachzor v'yipasel. You're going to say after it was kosher, now it's going to be pasel retroactively? No, it's going to be pasel retroactively for being eaten on the third day. Amalo Rabbi Akiva hein metzinu z'bizav v'zav v'shemer asiyam k'neged yoyim she'em echezkes tayra k'em etshiro v'satru afatal tatmeal zeh shaf pishuch sh'yachzor v'yipasel. And Rabbi Akiva says, yes, it could be disqualified retroactively. After all, we find with regard to a man who experiences a gonorrhea-like discharge, a zav, or a woman who experiences a discharge of uterine blood after her period of zava, or a woman who observes a clean day for a day when she experiences a discharge, they have all a chazak, a presumptive status of purity after immersing. But once they've seen another discharge the same day, they have negated this status retroactively, and everything they had touched after immersing becomes impure. Therefore, you should as well not be surprised about this offering consumed beyond its designated time, that even though it was rendered fit, it may then be disqualified retroactively. Amar Lei, Rabbi Eliezer said to him, No, the same pasuk says, "Harei Omer Amakriv B'Shanas Hakravu Nifsol Veinu Nifsol B'Shlishi." It says he offers it, indicating that the offering is disqualified at the time of its offering, and it's not disqualified on the third day. Or perhaps when the verse says, "Oh, Eino Omer Amakriv Elazek Kohen Amakriv Kishu Omer Oso Bezevach Umedaber Veinu Medaber B'Kohen." Or perhaps when the pasuk says he who offers it, this is referring only to the Kohen who sacrifices the Karban, indicating that he is disqualified. But if so, it would have been enough for the pasuk to say he who offers Hamakriv Lo Yeratze. But why does it say Oso? Elazeh Kohen Amakriv Kishuomer Oso Bezevachu Medaber Veinu Medaber B'Kohen. So it's speaking of the offering, and it's not speaking of the Kohen. Ben Azay says. So in the meantime, it's speaking of the carbon, that the carbon is not merutzah and not the kohen. Ben Azay says, "Ma tamid lomer lefi shenemer lo sachar l'shalma yochel af me'achar nidor b'lo yiratzah." Tamid lomer also b'lo yiratzah ben me'achar nidor b'lo yiratzah. Ben Azay says, "Why must the verse state it? It is necessary because elsewhere it says when you shall vow a vow to Hashem, you shouldn't delay in paying it, for Hashem will require it of you and it will be a sin in you. One might have thought that even one who is late in accepting his vow is included and shall not be accepted. Therefore the pasuk says, it, an offering rendered pigel is included in halacha, but should not be accepted. But the animal of one who is late in fulfilling his vow is not included in the halacha of it shall not be accepted." So again, the offering is pigel, but not bal ta'acher. Acherim am lo yechashim achshavu nifsal v'inu nifsal b'shlishi. Acherim say, you know, you're talking about a bad intention, an improper intention, because it says, neither shall it be credited, yechashav, which indicates that the offering is disqualified by improper intention, by machshava, and it isn't disqualified by consumption on the third day. Beautiful. So we see that originally Rabbi Eliezer wanted to prove from Svara that the pasuk is talking about machshava, because he said it has to be talking about Svara because it can't be disqualified retroactively. And then we ended up proving it from Sukkim. Rabbi Kiva had a kasha on this svara. We see a case where it's disqualified retroactively. So then he darshins it from the pasuk. Hamakriv, then b'shas hakravo nifsal, veino nifsal b'shlishi. And Ben Azay learns about Baal Ta'acher, and Acherim say, lo yechashiv machshavu nifsal, veino nifsal b'shlishi. So they darshin from Sukkim. However, Divrei Chazal are not coming to explain, as is pointed out by Rabbi Matisyo Hirschman, that upon whom's Torah we are basing our shir, that Chazal are not coming to explain Pshuto Shel Mikra, ki b'Pshuto Vaday, the pasuk is talking about Achila and not Machshava. It's talking about actually eating it on the third day. Shebederech Jerusha, Lamdu Chazal, Lefarish is Akasu, V'amachshava Bilvad, it's a Jerusha. Lashon HaRashbam b'Vayikra Yitzayin Yitches V'imeachol Yeachel Chachamim Akru Mipshuto U'Pirshu B'Mechashe B'Lechol Mizivcho B'Yom HaShlishi B'Achas Midal HaRavoydus V'Yen B'Ibn Ezra. So Rashbam is mefurish that it's the Chazal or Oker Mipshuto. Ibn Ezra writes Lefarish Lefi Pshuto Shel Mikra He'ach Nifsal B'Emes HaKarban Ach Shekvar Nikra, and he says V'Yesholim Shalem. The way of the shleim of the complete people is that it should be holy, and if it's pigel, if he has this improper thought, it's not holy. So he didn't keep the mitzvah properly, So his reward was lost out if it's a shlamim, and if it's a neder and he has another avera, not only didn't he fulfill his neder, but not only didn't he get kapara, for bringing this carbon that he wanted to bring as a neder, for whatever reason he wanted to bring this neder, he had a reason for bringing this neder. And now he also didn't pay back the neder. So that's what the Ibn Ezra is saying. Hakopanim, you see that it's not pshuto shel mikra. Pshuto shel mikra is that he ate it on the third day. So l'chora, it's hard to understand. Since in the pasuk it's mefurish to pass the carbon al day etzem ha'achil chutz mizmano, so why did Chazal come and uproot the pasuk from its simple meaning? V'chshiras ha'karban asher b'tar mefurish hu pasul. The Sfasemis asks that it's true that we can darsh in the pasuk that the carbon is only pasul b'machshava. But why should we uproot pshuto shel mikra and say that it's not bechlal talui in the achila? It doesn't matter whether they're on the third day or not. Why don't we say it's talui in both? Achila passes the carbon, but a tanai is that he also had a machshava. Now, be'ikar shorish din zeh shel psul pigul v'noisar, it would appear that we can explain that it's mitzat tamo v'shmo shel etzem habasar. In other words, the basar is considered fitting for achila b'tzuraso hanechona. In its proper way, the basar is considered fitting for achila only in 2 days and one night. Aval b'yom ha'shlishi kvar nifsal taimo v'shuv eino nechshav l'basar roi. On the third day, the tam is not the same tam anymore. Right? You have meat that's sitting around for 3 days, especially without refrigeration. It's not the same meat anymore. It's not basar roi, and therefore eating the basar on the third day is chilul kedushas hakarbon. It's desecrating the holiness of the carbon. Because in this, he's mevazeh the basar kodesh. He's disgracing the basar kodesh to eat it, and it's sura bezuya bilti ruuya. And that's what it means, pigol. That's milashon tiyuv virichuk. It's milashon of abomination, of distancing, like it says in Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 14. V'omra ha Hashem Elokim, hinei nafshi lo mitum'ah. Milashon pigul is milashon tuma, something impure, disgusting. Also in Isaiah 65:4, ochlim b'sar chazir or marak pigulim kleim. So it's also to eat basar chazir, then their kelim are pigul, are disgusting, are impure. We see this in Rashi and Tainis. Legabe d'alacha v'achilas basar be'erev tishabav. It says in the Gemara that it's only usher to eat basar be'erev tisha b'av bizman she'em kishlamim kolomer l'shnei yamim v'layla, but basar she'em molcho l'ashiro l'achar zman zeh, they salted it for so it should last even after this time. It's mutter b'achila. Rashi explains d'bizman achila shlamim ashkechan dikri basar, in that time of 2 days and one night it's called basar, d'chsiv anosar basar v'shlamim. But fe'lo ashkechan d'mikri basar she'atam nifsal achrei shnayim v'shloshim, because you're ready, it's not the same time, it's not the same taste after 2 days. Also Rashi in Sanhedrin ayin amar aleph calls manshu k'shlamim, that 2 days and one night hasn't passed, he says it still has its moisture, its original moisture, and it's not cold, that it's salted. But afterwards, it's not the proper taste of shlamim. And that's what the Torah is kovev b'zman achilas basar shlamim is rak l'shnei yamim v'layla ki la'achem mikein nifsal tam ha'basar ve'en achilas ha'ru'uya uvekar. So it doesn't have the right taste anymore on the third day. So if the carbon has more kedusha, then you're only allowed to eat it for a day and a night. Ki biyom v'layla harishonim, it has the best taste. And when it comes to shlamim, it has less kedusha, so you have another day. And it's a zilzal to eat it when it's not in the proper state of meat, of having a good taste. Now, the Gabi Shlomim, it says, Vim Nadar, etc., Biyom Ikrivo Zivcho Yachel, Umi Machors, Vanosar Mimenu Yachel. Vanosar Mibsar Zevcho Yom Shlishi Beshi Sarev. So you see from the Lashon HaKosov that really on the second day it's already called Nosar. Just in Shlomim, the Torah permitted you to eat Nosar. Biyom Ikrivo Zivcho Yachel, Umi Machors. You're allowed to eat it on the day of Akrava. And the next day, Vanosar Mimenu Yachel, you can eat what's left over, so it's already called leftover on the second day. Just on the third day, it's asur to eat, but on the second day, it's already leftover. But karbanos that are only eaten for a day and a night, machmas kedushasam hayaseira, you're now allowed to eat any nosar. Shlomo, you're allowed to eat the nosar on the second day, not on the third day. So now we have to understand. What be'emes is the geder din pigol that's made just with machshava? And a person's chayav, even when he eats it, bizmano. Beguf habasa, the guf habasa is still beseder gamu. He ate it right away. So why is it pigol just because of the machshava? Now, be'itig ikar din machshavas pigol, we find that it's a little bit the dome be'gidra the machshavas shalol lishma, like the brisker rav. Proved mi divrei Rambam, Perek Yud Gimel mi psulei Amukdashim Alocha Aleph. Who puts them together? Shalosh machshavos hein sheposam sakarbanos velu and machshavos shinui Hashem, machshavos hamakom, machshavos man. Three machshavos pass all the carbon. Shinui Hashem. Think of a different carbon. Thinking that you're going to eat it outside the proper place, and think you're going to eat it outside the proper time. Arishiyash gedel mishutaf. There is a common geder for machsheves pigol and machsheves shelo l'shma. The first one shelo l'shma, and the other two are pigol. V'chein v'vor b'Rashi at the beginning of Meseches Zvochim, at the makor of the iser to be machashev machsheves shelo l'shma is from the pasuk of lo yichashev that it says gabei pigol. So again, you see that machsheves shelo l'shma is the same geder as machsheves hazman. It's one iser. So the Brisker Rav wanted to prove that they both have a gather of machsheves psul. In other words, the etzem machsheves pasul the carbon. And that's what's proved from pigol. It's just like pigol is begather machsheves psul. Also, machsheves shelo lishma is a machsheves psul. However, this is debatable. Whether it's true that it's really a machsheves, that machsheves shelo lishma is a machsheves psul. And that would be a discussion, hopefully, for another time. But in the meantime, we would like to say a different pshat in the Rambam connecting the machshava of shelo lishma together with the machshava of makom and zman. So be'emes, we can say as follows, that the kavan of Chazal is not to uproot the psukim midei pshutam. Ela pshuto shel mikra kedekai kai. The pshuto shel mikra stays with the pshuto shel mikra. And the pasuk is indeed talking about achila chutz lizmano. But the ikar kavanas hakasuv is that it's not that the karbon is disqualified originally through the achila, but rather kavanas hakasuv is only to say that when the besar karbon is nechal chutz lizmano, the karban is not nechshav lalos l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. It's not taken by goodwill by Hashem, because such a karban is meruchak eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'eino ola l'ratzon. And therefore, if somebody eats it, he's chayav kares. V'nei shehifsides hakarban v'ritzuyav l'gavoa. And Not that it's talui in the maisa achila, not in the fact that he left it till the third day, is because when he left it alone, it's not koveya the carbon to be like that. If he burns the meat, then he's metakein, it's a lavinitik laese. But in the maisa achila, he's koveya that the carbon's pickle. But le'inyan etzem chovas habailim, we can say that as far as he's concerned, he was mekayim his chova. Since he was makar of the carbon, and he brought it to the gavoa, there's no tvi on him. And that the carbon was mispagel when he ate it after the third day, that has nothing to do with the chovas havas bailim. Just the gufa carbon was not done kimitzvaso kedino. And therefore it's not ratzui lefan of Yisbarach. It's not desired by Hashem. However, b'derech drasha, Chazal learn from these ksuvim another din, and that is that in an instance where he thought originally lechol as habasar chutz lizmano, in such a case the carbon is pasul from the get-go and isn't ole klal l'chovas habaylim. In other words, when he is mechashev to eat it outside of the proper time, harei b'zeh mevi mitchila korban shel notar. This is called a carbon of nosa that's not rotzei lifnei Hashem, because al menas ken he brings the carbon to eat it pigol achar zmano. So since he was miskavin mitchila to give a carbon that's not ratzui lifnei Hashem, therefore the carbon isn't miskavil at all the gavoa. And that's if he knows certain pigol. When he brings mitchila carbon roi, and only afterwards he leaves it over to the third day, in such an instance the ikar carbon isn't disqualified. Because he brought it properly. And when, after he brought it properly, now it's in the hands of Gavoa, it's in the hands of Shemaim Kaviyachol, now the carbon was miskalkel. When he was mechashev mitchila, la'achlo chutz lizmano, when he thought originally to eat it outside the proper time, so now he's bringing a carbon that's not roi lifnei Hashem. And it's not miskabel at all in the first place. And there are two drashas. One drush is hamakrivoso b'shas hakravu nifso. Hamakrivoso b'shas hakravu nifso. Acherim darshu lo yechashev v'machshavu nifso. So to explain, the first drush it would appear that in the lashon of hamakrivoso, it's mashmid that the chisar and also the etzem hakrava v'avol lifnei Hashem. The chovas ha'avol that's on the bailim was nifgam, was blemished, was disqualified. And talking the Shita Mukubetzis, his gear says, Behakravu nifsel. Not Beshas Hakravu nifsel, Behakravu nifsel. In other words, the drush is, there's a chisaron be'etzem maisa hakravu shel abaylim. Vainu al karchach. Be'oifen shehevi mitchilas hakarban amnas lachol chutzizmanu. He's trying to bring a noiser dika carbon. So it's passled already at the get-go. And others darshan, lo yechashev b'machshavu nifsel. Omek Hapshat, that in this Lashon we see that there's a chisaron even in the Iker Heichoshvus HaKarban B'Shvil HaBailim, that it shouldn't be considered for the Bailim. There's a chisaron in that it's so far that it shouldn't be considered as a carbon for the Bailim. In other words, not only is the carbon not near to Lifnei Hashem, Elagam Eino Nechshav B'Shvil HaBailim. The first drasha is a psul in the etzem hakrav, he didn't bring it properly before Hashem. And here we're saying that it's not considered for the bailim. It's not considered for the bailim. And therefore, it's no good. So how could it be that it's no good that it's not considered for the Bailim? Because he had this Psul Machshava? How do you passel the Iker carbon when you brought it along, when you brought it originally Beseder, so then it's Beseder? He eats it on the third day, so it's no sir, he did a bad thing. But the Iker carbon is Beseder. But we're darshaning that if he had a Machshava, lo yechashev, it's not considered for the bailim. either like the first drasha makravosa, there's a psul in the etzem hakrava, or there's a psul in that it shouldn't be considered as a ritzui for the bailim. It's not considered for the bailim. So it emerges according to what we're saying that the gather of psul of machshavas pigol is not mitzad she etzem ha-machshava goremes chalos paslos b'karben. It's not that the very thought that he has causes the carbon to be pasul, but rather since he was miskavin mitchila. That was what the Briska Rav wanted to say. It's a machshava poselis. It's a machshavas psul. We're saying differently. That since he was miskavin mitchila lahavi legavoa carbon she'eno roi, he wants to bring originally a carbon that's not fitting. There's a psul in the etzem akrav or in the etzem hechashvus that it shouldn't be considered for him, because he was miskavin originally to make it a carbon pigle. Therefore, the carbon isn't miskavin legavoa. And it's puzzle. And according to this, we can compare machsheves pigel and machsheves shelo lishma. That just like l'inyan shem ha-karban u-bailav, the gather is that be a selda b'stam of the carbon is for this bailim, but when he's machashev shelo lishma, so he takes the carbon out of its stimato, out of its default option, we'll call it, and he changes the purpose of its bringing. So to l'gabi zman v'shel ha-karban b'stama. The default option is that the carbon is coming b'tzuras aruya midin Torah, that it's getting beaten within 2 days and one night. But when he's mechashiv lehedya, when he thinks lehedya explicitly to bring the carbon outside of the time, he's mishan et tzuras havas ha-carbon. Now it's a different type of carbon. It's not a carbon that's getting beaten within 2 days and one night. It's a carbon that's getting beaten on the third day. And that disqualifies the carbon. Because of that, the carbon isn't nifsal. In both cases, he's changing the matara of the carbon. It's not just he had the wrong thought and therefore the carbon is disqualified. It's that the thought changes the tzuras ha-carbon. The thought is that the carbon should be out of its proper time. And therefore, ha-makrivoso. B'hakravu nifsal, the etzem hakrav is pasul. Because he's thinking to bring a pickledik of carbon, a tumidik of carbon, a carbon that's not going to have the proper tzura when he eats it. And when you bring a carbon, you have to have a thought to have the proper tzura. And with this, we can also answer this vasemis kasha. Why don't we say it's talu in both? Both in machsheves ha-makriv and also achilas ha-basar b'fo'ah, like the pasuk seems to imply, because according to what we're saying, that the gather of the psul is that it's a chisaron and the tsuras ha-avar ruya shel ha-karban. That you're not bringing the proper type of carbon. You're not bringing a carbon that's going to be eaten within the time. So it has nothing to do with the etzem ha-achila. Because the moment you bring it, the person brings it in order to eat it outside the proper time, and Chazal learned, or they have a tradition, that machshava is effective to make it a carbon that's going to be eaten outside the proper time. So the carbon is already not miskabel gavo. That's all you need. This is not a proper carbon. This is already a carbon that's eaten outside the proper time. That's not the tsura haruya. That's not tsuras havas ha-carbon. There's a pagam in the etzem havas ha-carbon. And it's not necessary afterwards to eat it outside the proper time. Because he didn't bring it. B'hakravu nifsa. Like the gears of the Shita Mekubetzis. Lo yechoshev. It's not considered for him. B'machshavu nifsa. It's not... Yesh chisaron biikar hechashvut hakorban b'shvil ha-be'alim. Already then it's not considered for him. You don't have to eat it afterwards. You have to bring a carbon that's a proper carbon that's not a tumadika carbon. And it's a tumadika carbon when a person says he's going to eat it, not in the tsura ruuya. So we already view the carbon that way. This is a carbon that's not going to be eaten properly. The meat's already not going to be good meat. It's going to be old meat. That's a zilzil in the kedushas hakarbon. So since he was already mezalzel in kedushas hakarbon from the get-go, he doesn't have to actually eat it. What is the achila gonna add? He already was mezalzel in kedushas hakarbon. And that also explains the Gemara learns another parasha. From this parasha, another psul, that when he thinks to eat the basar chutz l'makomo, it also passes. Not only machshev is chutz l'zman, also chutz l'makomo, it's not a kares. But it also passes the carbon. But you don't have to actually eat it chutz l'makomo. It's the same gedder of psul. Which is that if he thinks chutz l'makomo already now, who may vieta korban b'tzuram mikul kelet shel chutz l'makomo. Such a carbon is not miskabel at all, because the makom of achilas basar is ma'akev the kashrus of the carbon. So once he already brings the carbon properly and he eats it outside the right place, so it's not a problem, because he already brought the carbon properly. It was a good carbon. But if he has a machshav of chutz l'makomo, so then at the very bringing of the carbon, he had this machshav that it's not going to be a proper carbon, because a proper carbon is a carbon that's eaten in the right place. So just like the psul of chutz l'zmano, that in the etzem hakrava there's a pagam. The etzem hakrava is changing the tsur of the proper tsur of the carbon, because the proper tsur of the carbon is to be eaten within the proper time. Also, he's changing the proper tzur of the carbon, that the proper tzur of the carbon is in the proper place. So if the time of that krava, it's all totally in the zman krava. From the zman krava, he has this machshava. So it passes the etzem carbon. Afterwards, he eats it outside the proper place. That's another problem. But the carbon's beseder, because when he brought it, he had the proper machshava. So we see, begeder psul machshev es chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'makomo. It's not a psul machudish that the machshava mitzad atzma passes the carbon. The psul is mitzad the chisaron in the achila chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'makomo. In other words, when he's mechashev lecho chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'makomo, it's like he brought a carbon that's not roi lifnei Hashem, and therefore it's not miskabel l'gavoa. This machshava has that power. So this is now defined as a carbon that's eaten outside the proper time. When he has the machshava to eat outside the proper time, this carbon is a carbon that's being eaten outside the proper time. And that's what passels the carbon. This is not a carbon that's roi lavu lifnei Hashem. Once he already brought it, and then he ate it outside the proper time, he already brought it properly. But if at the time he had the machshava, so it's almost like at the time he already ate it outside the proper time. Because that's the definition of this carbon. And that's zilzul b'kedushas hakarbon, to eat it outside the proper time, or outside the proper place. Because once he brings it, like the Gemara says, once he brings it, he brings it. It's a kosher carbon. But if at the time he brings it, he already has this machshava, so this carbon now is defined as an outside of the time carbon. And that's a zilzul b'kedushas carbon, and therefore it's puzzle from the get-go. So we do have a precedent that something could be passed retroactively, like Rabbi Akiva says. Then Rabbi Eliezer answers him that this is not a retroactive psul, as we see in the pasuk. That it says, according to Argyros, b'shas ha'akravu nifsal, or b'akravu nifsal. It's the etzem ha'akravu that's nifsal. Why? Because, like the pasuk says, so it's since b'shas hakrava, it's already considered a carbon that's committing on the Yom Shlishi, and therefore it's considered pigel. It's already considered a carbon that's not roi. It's not just that he didn't follow the rules of machshava. It's more than that. It's that this carbon is now considered like a carbon that's eaten on the third day. And that's not the tzura ruya for a carbon. And therefore that passes the carbon. So there's obviously a lot more to say about the psul of Pigel, and we will conclude this year here, and we will give ourselves a bracha that we should revisit this Bli Neder many, many times. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.